Anyway, Krishna, the long and short of all, Krishna says, this definition has many clauses, and the clause, going backwards, for example, without depending on terms and condition, and then is able to bear a reasoned analysis, has its own mode of subsistence, a mode of subsistence in its own right, such that it doesn't need imputation by terms and a conceptual consciousness. So for me, Geshe-la's comments, this definition, going by this definition, you wouldn't know the meaning of ultimate truth according to this goal unless you have understanding of ultimate truth, the definition of ultimate truth of some other school. In other words, this definition is given vis-a-vis the definition of other schools. But the more widely accepted definition of ultimate truth is a phenomenon that ultimately performs a function. So it's all right to say an ultimately performs a function. What does it mean? It means a phenomenon that performs is a function objectively from its own sight. The way it is, the way it is seen, if it's seen as a vase, the vase objectively performs a function. Nathat means the way it exists. And a phenomenon that is not able to perform a function objectively, ultimately, is a conventional truth. Alright?
And this is a good definition of it. So we talk on the cheese, a lot of it. Then we should get it.
Okay. Then the second paragraph. Geoffrey Hopkins, the eminent translator Geoffrey Hopkins says, the definition of a truth for obscured awareness, gunzo, the definition of a truth for an obscured awareness, which is, conventional truth, is a phenomenon that only exists through being imputed by a conceptual consciousness. What is definition of conventional truth or truth for obscured awareness? Is a phenomenon that exists only through being imputed by conceptual consciousness. In other words, is a phenomenon labeled by conceptual consciousness. That definition is quite easy, catchy, really easy, catchy, as opposed to its definition of the ultimate truth. When you look at the ultimate, the definition of ultimate truth, you would have thought equally the definition of a conventional truth must have a lot of clauses, but it has only simple clause. I say this, when I say, when you look at the definition of its ultimate truth, you would have thought the definition of conventional truth must be equally verbose and full of clause. I say this because generally ultimate truth and conventional truth, if you establish one, the other is negated. When the other is negated, the first is established. Anyway, that's the matter. In other words, they are dependent on each other. So what you have seen, you have heard me say something about this. There are two definitions. What do you think of this? What are your thoughts on the definitions?
It's really hard to hit around this one, isn't it?
Which one? The first definition or
the
second?
The book,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Then now you have a definition of thingyism, or the someone knows the core of your views, or core chart of your views.
They mean that the two big thoughts on the two is the game, the coyote, then you try to talk about some of my aim, but only the illusion in a repeated idea, but they got over the rest.
So when you see the definition of conventional truth, does it by implication project the definition of ultimate truth?
Independent of imputation by terms of conceptual consciousness, it does seem to relate to that.
In other words, does the definition of a conventional truth connote what could be the definition of ultimate truth, or vice versa?
In this case, you are about the end of the decision to be true. But the end of the teaching may be too many, the end of the teaching may be cheap, marked from the long term air to the door. And that is the teaching is the air to the door.
So, the definition I gave, which I said was very universal among debaters in the three monasteries, is for them, the definition of an ultimate truth is a phenomenon. That which a phenomenon that is able to perform function in ultimately meaning objectively. So that clearly suggests what could be the definition of a conventional truth, unable to perform. Okay, so but going by the two, okay, going by the definitions of ultimate and the conventional truth given here, one cannot connote the other. Meetings, yeah.
So they're mutually exclusive, there's no third option. There's only the two truths.
Mm-hmm.
That one has to be the opposite, or not the opposite, but there's
exclusive,
there has to be exclusive.
Just then, the day singing song, big children that they sing it down, Kunduz and the singing tattoo color, and let them put the sugar mambo, Kunduz and the sugar mambo, 커브징으로 지금 누워서.
오야는 말하자면 자꾸 진두산 가지 하고 그냥 잡아채 먹을 정도로 와.
그 계시나 says, you know, this is what I believe. I have difficulty relating to the two definitions. For me, the definition of one should exclude the other, or you know, vice versa. But since it is a work of an established, rather a great scholar, I leave it for you to explore.
And this is from the Pena Bidhenshin, Mena, Kaga, Sumito Pala, Tapat Mount, the Mash Nagara, the Lee Honorison. It, to be taught and she was not a Yanko. It is a thing, it to be taught and she was named. I get to talk about some Mayimba, Rongi Devin, repeated the epithet, some of the
Space, according to this school, is truth for obscured consciousness or conventional truth. Why? Because space doesn't ultimately perform function objectively. And so, does it, from that, do you then get the idea that space being a conventional truth or truth for an obscure consciousness cannot withstand reason consciousness, must not, may not, or shouldn't have its own mode of existence, and shouldn't be, that is. Okay, I'll say that again. Space is an example of an example of conventional truth, and space does not don't tamper, don't maneuver. Ultimately, okay, does not perform function ultimately. So when you understand space as meaning that which it does not perform function ultimately, does it connote that space cannot bear reasoned analysis? Space, okay, the third line of the ultimate is okay? Okay, I'll answer. Okay, when you understand the definition of space, that which cannot perform ultimate, function ultimately, does it bring to your mind that space cannot bear ultimate, their recent analysis, that space doesn't have its own mode of subsistence, and space depends on imputation or whatever.
No, it sounds more like a description of space, then it sounds more like the ultimate truth.
No, I
description.
Peter, in that first part,
I think that their description of an ultimate truth seems to ring closer to space than the opposite ethics. If I was to say that space and conventional truth or an ultimate truth, given their definition of an ultimate truth, I would say it's an ultimate truth.
I'm lost. So, could you say what you're saying?
You're saying that if you go negative of all their definitions of ultimate truth, does that come up with space And I'm saying, no, I would say that their description of ultimate truth is closer to space than the opposite of their description of ultimate truth. Wasn't that the question?
No, okay. Rang jorok gumane, madu bacik, otuku amare. Inang kita sana, kunci, tanda kawan digi, kalsore, tinggi di, nangke tinggi lepas tunggu sa.
Okay,
second paragraph on page 224. After the definition, it says, non-functioning phenomena, truthful obscured awareness, generally characterized phenomena, permanent phenomenon, uncompounded phenomenon, and false existent, not true existent, are mutually inclusive according to this school.
And the kudzu dhamba, dhyadam dhamba, kudzu dhamba ko dhyadam kawade. Yadam dance, dance, karate, then dashi, kotuku, the dashi, jungadi. The need dashi, the mashi, the nanka shooting, kudu, damba, shishade, kudu, damba, damba, shishade, kudu, damba, shishade, kudu be more, lokuzuba, kudu be more dambishes, lokuzu be more, lokuzuba de karatina, likuzu, topate, lokuzuba, kudu topa, topa, rante. Ranting, yes, the noah, dubina, kudzu, kunzu, duba, dijiko with a rock, kudzu, maybe. Ranting, yes, the noah, dubina, kudzu, chishai. They don't dash it on it, kudzu, then the topic more than by yena, kudzu, then it shower me. That is not in the stage of combat, combined with chishi. Look, kudzu, but topic more than this, and my mother. Then I look at the topic of demos and you could do them by myself, but I'll teach you. Because I don't know the judge of the mother. Tiny, tiny, tiny. Upon what it is, I thought the machine had a low ten number more damage. These low ten number, no one should be sheep or a shower. You know, she has to go to the usual thing on the machine, then machine, ten on the mass. But in this one,
okay, now we have been talking about ultimate truth and the conventional or truthful obscured. So okay, if the ultimate truth, okay, truthful what? Ultimate in what sense? And obscured or conventional in conventional to whom or obscured to whom? And then the third paragraph Keshila says, will throw some light. Okay, it says, there are etymologies for the two truths. Compounded space, sorry, uncompounded space, uncompounded space is called a truth for the obscured, okay, space, an uncompounded phenomenon is called truth for obscured or conventional, let's say, because it is a truth for an obscured consciousness. Because it's a truth for obscured consciousness. Obscured here refers to a conceptual consciousness. Conceptual consciousness, which is called obscured because it is obstructed from direct perception of a specifically characterized phenomenon. What it means is what is truth for obscured phenomenon, obscured consciousness? It is an uncompounded space, for example, is called truth for obscured phenomenon, truth for the obscured. Why is it called that? Because it's a truth for obscured awareness. And what is that obscured awareness? Concept. You know concept? Remember concept by definition cannot have a direct access, empirical cognition of cognition of a thing. So, cognition of space is obstructed. Cognition of a space directly is obstructed by the concept. It's not visually, auditorily, sensually seen. So it's just an image. Okay, it says, and then page 225. This is nice.
Is that word uncompounded?
Geshe-la, ane cheke namgatabu jirwa, namgatabu jir lokunzu barwa, lokunzu barwa tene tanjeka tope, jibtabu jirwa.
Lokunzu barwa shuwa la, lokunzu barwa tope.
Tope, tope shaa rwa, tope la. Namgatabu jir lokunzu barwa jir, namgatabu nusu tope la rwa, nusu rangchinsu tope la, lokunzu barwa tope jibtabu rwa. Talk about deep down and a number to do much as to go as well.
But there, there's a money. Now, cut out the look, good over, two one, the whole chat on your head, my door. Then, it little, Conan, that's it. Then, the Conan is going to need me, which are the answer. Call it. Cut it. It's always a reason.
Hey everyone, do you see this word? Kunzo. Okay, I'll write it bigger. Yeah, Kunzo. Okay, I'll remove that.
Zero
instead Kunzo. So, Kun by itself has no meaning. Kun means it's the action, the adverb. Kun is totally. Zo means bay. hide, obstruct. And now, according to this school, what?
Yeah.
According to this school, space is a phenomenon in the realm of a concept. Okay? In the realm of a concept. And space cannot be directly, empirically, by any of the senses, by any of the consciousnesses, by any of the direct prime cognizers. You can't just touch or feel or. So space is therefore direct knowledge of space. If it can be known, it at the moment. Obstructed by concept. And the word Kunzog is also used by a mathematical for them, this Kunzog is ignorance. For mathematical, but for this school, Kunzog means ideas or concepts. They are not real, they're just conceptual, they are not material. And now, sorry. On page 225, the middle, the third paragraph says, a pot is called ultimate truth. Have you found that?
Mm-hmm.
A pot is called ultimate truth because it's a truth for an ultimate awareness. This ultimate awareness is a consciousness that is not mistaken with regard to its appearing object. Remember appearing object? Not special, huh? Umutta was energy ke
kena
temperate kain kena di non-unit, right? So, a pot is ultimate truth because it is unmistaken as appearing object and is true for the consciousness to which it appears.
So
there's a pot. It's a truth. It's an ultimate truth. In what way is it a truth? It is a truth for visual consciousness. Visual consciousness which affirms its existence. And so the pot exists truly in its own right. For visual consciousness which validates its existence. So when a pot appears to visual consciousness, for example, at that very instance, where the pot was seen, a pot had to be there.
That's the thing. kanji ten rogi na mewa yinsa kaa nongsa kurana dhimba re de yinsa tenpo mewa de dhimba re de yinsa tena nongji kurana dhimba re
nongye
kurana
toko
karo de toko kuro chwa re de rwa chwa de yinsa kuro nongwa kurana ya tena dhimba re kani tena ki nongwa nongji yewa yinna Tang anzu nel pamba ye chua yisong, jisong yisong, sa dega rong la pamba ye gu gu yo re. Ngaadu tesho ye chua sang sade ne, lomor tesho kade gogi ne, si sang lor chayang, kukong gu chakar wala. Dega rong no ji, ta sotur yo rwe tena, yo ma re. Kati te ye na, denpa chuba re. Ti mewa ye, denpa ma chuse, sose, tena zimba chuse. Lomor, lo kuzu mo chakang tosre. Lilo ten, leno, dene lo suno kong go.
Gumba kura an tenan da pare, gumba nama di ane chik
Kukwa la gumba kuwa Chade
Chade
Dhamo chade dhuwa
Nare
Te chik, te dhimba re
So, the appearance of vas to concept Appearance of vas to concept is mistaken Okay, you understand? Okay Vishala said,
appearance of
vas
to concept.
Yeah, tokpa, conceptual consciousness.
Okay.
The appearance of a vas to conceptual consciousness is mistaken. Because the conceptual consciousness thinks it is a vas, but it's not vas. Okay, when the visual consciousness, okay, when I see this, when I see this glass, the appearance of the vase, I get the appearance of the vase, and I have visually appearance of the vase because the vase is there. Now, appearance of this to visual consciousness, to conceptual consciousness, is mistaken because where is the appearance occurring to the concept, but is it there? No, so it's mistaken. So it's a mistaken. For example, in other words, we have a generic image, you know, generic image. The generic image of the vase is appearance or appearing object to the conceptual consciousness. It is only in the mind, not out there. For example, you wish you had won the last lotto ticket, Powerball, which was, you know, what about $6 million. When you think of that, the appearance of $6 million appears to your mind. But does it exist really with you, on you? It doesn't. It doesn't really exist. So, the conceptual consciousness itself is mistaken. And that which appears to a conceptual consciousness is also mistaken. So it's doubly mistaken.
Even though the appearance of the bars is based on the reality of the visual perception.
Even though.
Because the case of the bars, the context of the bars is a bridge of the case of the context of the $6 million, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But the visual concept.
that the veil is in this day.
A clear view.
This is not really a queer. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
How does it differ from the ultimate view?
Pardon?
Does it differ from the ultimate view of it?
Which one?
What you were explaining then about the that its appearance to the conceptual consciousness is a mistake.
Yeah.
That's what we talked of in Lorik, isn't it? Same concept.
But you said ultimate.
Sorry, Lorik's not the ultimate school, is it? The highest.
Yani kişiyle anneci pumpen nawaj var var. Pumpen nawaj tokal nawaj. Tokal nawaj pumpen nawaj var var. Nawaj di anneci ki dukta kumpen lula anneci ana anneci tümden demi imi kaba kari var. Tipa
tijan kudu demare.
Na.
Tipa tijan kudu demare. Tapa niye tipa.
All schools are unanimous. That the appearance of a pot through conceptual consciousness is kunzul damba, truth for obscured consciousness or conventional truth. And it is also appearance of a pot through conceptual consciousness also considered permanent.
Means
exists merely at a conceptual level. Exists merely at a conceptual consciousness level. And if the permanent is a mistake, and because according to this school, when the conceptual consciousness gets appearance of a pot, and then it takes appearance of a pot as the pot, and if you look for where exactly is the pot in the appearance, in the image of the pot, you will not be able to find a pot. And even if you have a firm image of the pot, it doesn't function as a pot. It doesn't hold water, it doesn't retain water, and all that. So it is mistaken.
Yeah, and you know, one of the arguments for that impermanence is that an impermanent thing can't have a relationship with a permanent thing. Impermanent thing, so a generic image is a permanent thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mind, the stream of consciousness is an impermanent thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how can they,
तो बन यौज़ रोलिक से दिखे नहीं गया वा
नारे
रोलिक तो बन संगीत तो बन नौशी गया रोलिक मौने नौवा नौजी कोना यार तो बन यार ऐसा कुछ टेम डेमरे ऐसी गया तो बन ये कोना करनो पंद्रह राउस मौने गया नौवा दे खावा यार से तब सोचो सोचा कंगल बिरे से नहीं यमरे ऐसा नौवा दे डेमरे मुंगे दे डेमर
So here another a great question, and therefore great analysis here. The conceptual consciousness to which appearance of a pot occurs, conceptual consciousness is impermanent, whereas genetic image is said to be permanent. Yet genetic image is a truthful, obscure phenomenon. Appearance of a genetic image of the pot is mistaken. And now, conceptual consciousness, is it real or is it false? The conceptual consciousness to which appearance the pot occurs is existent. It's real. It can be found. Mm-hmm. Who finds it?
Memory.
A self awareness. You know, a perception or self awareness. Remember, this school believes in self awareness. So self awareness certifies the existence of conceptual consciousness, and because self awareness is correct. Conceptual consciousness is real, whereas the object which appears to a conceptual consciousness, the pot, for example, you have an appearance of a pot, and when you look for where exactly it is, can you touch it, can you use it to retain water, all that, you can't find it. So it's wrong. It's a false.
It doesn't really keep that argument though, does it? Because wrong word is impermanent.
Pardon?
Wrong word is impermanent.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's still got an impermanent relationship with that permanent. Haven't you? I mean, it's a sophisticated little explanation. I think it's still got the same flaw.
근데 랑르 코너에 메타버를 봤어. 걔는 따고다 메타버 메타버다 따고 제어던데 내자도 따고 코너 메타버 이마디 수 떠서나 예버도 수 떠서 얘는 랑르 얘버래 랑르 코너 메타버를 봤어. 얘네 메타버 제기 아니 제기 따고 떠도 왔어. 따고 메타버야 따고에 아니 유 주도 왔어. 유 따고 제기.
되는 거야.
That's okay. What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm going to make one thing that you put something. 배낭, 저 시장에 손으로 다니는 펜포와 좀 더 이용으로 와. 예뻐인바지. 펜통인지가 펜을 더 이용으로 해.
자,
펜을 더 이렇게 가르게 하고 그래. 이렇게 되기는?
So, generally, you know, there can be cases of instances of something that is useful, helpful, and something that's not useful and unhelpful. Now, what will determine that which is seen to be unhelpful?
Not helping
me. I don't know.
So this school insists on asserting Rangrik self-awareness. Why? Without self-awareness, their validation that sensory consciousnesses understand, you know, impermanent things,
mm-hmm.
and conceptual consciousness understands permanent things, will not hold water. And, okay, then, if they are asked, okay, all impermanent things are understood by sense consciousnesses, as well as the mental Taoist. And then, all permanent things are understood by concepts, or conceptual consciousness. Now, who understands these, their existence? It's a perception or self-awareness. So, the reason for insistence on Rangrig is so that they claim their position that consciousness, sensory consciousnesses understand impermanent things can be corrected, can be validated, and that all permanent things are understood by conceptual consciousness also validated. So we haven't
learned.
In fact, the position on whether or not there is a perception is a much debated, hotly debated topic between schools of thought, and therefore the position is not easy to get handle on. Any questions?
So their claim to the ultimate truth is there as a goal, is to realize the, just the nature, the functional nature of objects. It seems like they're putting precedent over functioning objects as opposed to any conceptual thoughts. It seems like they're saying that conceptual thought needs to be overcome and functioning objects of reality needs to be embraced.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that.
딱 전자님부터 내 근데 고용 들어서라 봐. 근데 전자는 잡았지 아니 지에 가서 된 담아 된 지인 누구 들어 봐. 아니 지에 가서 랑겐 담아 전자 잡아라샤. 또 그 담아 아니 지에 가서 그 그 지진 담아라 봐. 아니 지에 그 똑배 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 유튼 들어 봐. 대지 이 체면 거다. 이 체면으로 와.
That
which is affirmed by conceptual consciousness needn't be things to be discarded. Did you say that, discarded?
Well, it seems like the priority, you know, they're saying that the ultimate truth is, mm-hmm. is functioning objects.
Mm-hmm.
So it made it sound like that was
more important.
More important.
Mm-hmm. And yet, 그런 담보를 드는 게 누구에 대한 그런 담보 갔을 때 당연히 담보 샤워를 놓으면 봐. And B 아니 지금 가서 그런 담보를 드는 게 누구에 취했다. 그런 담보를 드는 게 누구에 취 두는 거는 그런 담보를 드는 게 누구에 뒤에 개처를 거기서 통과 말이야.
통과 말이야. 그런 담보 대신 니들 취 뒤에 뛰는 거 그런 담보 대신 니들 취 코라 떼고 그래. 뒤에 니에게 맞아 지
So, not quite. That, okay, a phenomenon that which does not perform a function ultimately is to be looked for within that, within the thing that performs a function ultimately. Okay. the two truths. Each and every phenomenon has two truths. So the pot is ultimate truth, but the appearance of pot to the conceptual is
The
pot itself as an object is ultimate truth because it performs a function, but steplessness of pot, permanence of pot, and appearance of pot, these are permanent. These cannot perform function. So the appearance of the pot can only be found on the pot. It can't be found outside the pot. So, in the same way, permanence of pot or selflessness of pot can only be found in relation to the pot. Pardon? You have hit the nail on the head. You can't posit ultimate truth of the pot without the pot and conventional truth of the pot without, you know, the other. So they are complementary. They complement each other, yet they are not, the same.
So the ultimate truth is pot. The pot is the ultimate truth.
Yeah, kumbha.
What's the conditional truth?
That's the education. Pumba Kona donated the Mashas, Rava. Pumba Kunta the Makarisha, the left.
Ma, Topal Kumba Noma.
Topala Kumba Noma. Yeah, Topala means appearance to the
Pumba
La.
Pumba Jira.
No.
But he doesn't know what he is.
So, you know, Bunsen Tokpa means vast is apprehending conceptual consciousness.
Yes, that's the.
Okay, what does it appear? What does it grasp?
Pot.
No, it grasps at appearance of the pot. It looks at appearance of the pot, genetic image. So that is permanent. And that is,
I'm going to say that.
Appearing object of conceptual consciousness lingers unchangingly. You can't say it appeared then and disappeared at that point. It lingers all the time. It has abiding quality. Wherever you go, it will be there if you thought of it. But when you look for where exactly is where exactly is the vase in it, then you can't find.
In a bumba jilla yun di kena chi di ki jeja ko tsa jiu tu no lo di ne ko ni se no ma te bi ko za di ki gongye di ki lo chi cha du ro bumba di ja di ki ja che tong chi
ya re
a ti ja di te tong ko ra pa ja tu ta pa ri tong chi ja di ta pa tong no cha de re ma tu ko lu ta di ka wa di ka wa ye kan di re ta chi che wa yi na kong rong di no wa tong re ma tu ne wa ri
Suppose all of a sudden you heard the word, you know, Bumba, without actually knowing what Bumba was. Regardless of a precise or imprecise knowledge of the thought, this, even a person without any knowledge of a thought, on hearing the sound Bumba or any sound, the person will form some image. It's a sound generic image, not meaning object generic image. There will be sound generic image. And then it will just linger in the consciousness. It will linger in the consciousness, and it has something to hold on to, in this case, a sound generic image. And when you look where exactly that is, you can't find it. Yet it is still there, it lingers constantly. And the same thing with the meaning genetic or object genetic image. It just stays, and you have an image of the object. But as soon as you have the image of the object and look for it, as opposed to the physical presence of the pot on the table or under the table, the image cannot emerge. You can't grasp it in an ultimate way.
Hello.
So thank you very much. Yeah.